This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Governor Jay Nixon begins a week-long trip today to Europe to promote Missouri businesses. And as Chris McDaniel reports, he'll be taking several legislators along with him.
The Democratic governor will be taking along with him the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Ron Richard, as well as Democratic Senator Ryan McKenna. Missouri businesses exported more than $2.5 billion worth of products to Europe last year, about 20% of the state's total exports. But Nixon says that number can get bigger.
Our exports over the last 2 years have been records, and we look forward to continuing to expand that. This is a trip that is going to add to that export luster and add to the strength of Missouri's economy.
The trip is paid for by the Hawthorne Foundation, a nonprofit that promotes economic growth in Missouri. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Governor Jay Nixon has also named a former St. Louis area official to the State Board of Education. Nixon announced the appointment of Vic Lenz today. Lenz, a Republican, is the former board president for the Lindbergh School District and immediate past president of the Missouri School Boards Association. Lenz's term runs through June 2019 and must be confirmed by the state Senate. The Missouri Lottery has again set a record for the amount of money it provides to education. The lottery says it transferred nearly $289 million to education during the 2013 fiscal year, which ends this month. The cost of room and board at Lincoln University in Jefferson City will increase starting this fall. The university's curators voted yesterday to increase room rates for students by $80 for fall and spring. Board rates will increase $50 per semester. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators approved its 2014 budget today. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
The $2.9 billion budget includes a 1.5% increase in benefit costs for medical and retirement plans and an up to 3% increase in campus salary budgets. The curators also approved an extension of benefits to eligible adult dependents, meaning same-sex couples can be covered. UM System President Tim Wolf says the move to cover adult dependents is common among large companies nationally and statewide.
We did this in order to remain competitive, to attract and retain the best and brightest faculty and staff.
Wolf also said $50,000 of seed money has been set aside to launch the Brady and Ann Deaton Institute for University Leadership in International Development. That money comes from university investment funds, with the hope that future investors eventually will kick in more money to keep the institute running. Brady Deaton, who is stepping down as chancellor in the fall, says he hopes to build a program that will help identify possible solutions to global issues by bridging communication among international organizations with similar interests. He says he hopes the information learned can benefit the university system.
Then we can use that back here for a stronger curriculum, enabling our students to step away with much better prepared for future jobs that they would get.
Wolf says a search committee for Deaton's successor will be put together soon, with the goal of having a new chancellor in place by Deaton's last day, November 15th. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.